GM friends, I'm recording this on Saturday, February 22nd. Earlier this week, on Tuesday the 18th, I hosted a Twitter space on the Black Flag DAO account with TrueCat, aka Miss Katrina, and Adam Miller, aka The Thriller. We discussed and summarized the new membership structure at Black Flag DAO, as well as our decision to form a legal entity. These decisions have been a long time in the making, and we're excited to share them with you. If you don't have time to listen to the entire episode right now, the TLDR on your most time-sensitive action is this. If you are a Level 1 member of Bankless DAO and still held bank on December 31st, 2024, you are eligible to stake your membership in the new Black Flag DAO for 80% less than new joiners. So that's $100 USDC versus $500 USDC. But that opportunity to stake for $100 USDC and essentially skip the line on new requirements ends on March 2nd, 2025, just about a week from this recording. Also, if you will be in Denver on February 26th, please join us at ChippyCon 2. It's a side event at ETH Denver to celebrate our friendships. There will be raffle prizes, a book signing by Perchy, and more. Attendees get a POAP, and if you use your B card at the venue, you'll get an additional loyalty token delivered to that embedded wallet. And if none of what I just said makes any sense to you, then maybe just probably skip this episode. Or if you're curious and want to see the real people behind the avatars, well, come join us anyway. All right, with that housekeeping out of the way, let's jump into that conversation on X from February 18th. This version is edited from the raw recording on X. I hope you find it helpful. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Hope to see you in Denver. And I hope to bring back some of that fun and excitement to you. And maybe some perspectives from other Black Flag DAO members. So we'll see what happens. Take care, and I hope you enjoy the episode. What I was just saying is I can't believe I'm hosting a space on X. I've never hosted one before, which has become clear because there was music playing and I was talking to myself.
I can't believe you've never hosted an X space before. You're a podcast host extraordinaire, among other things. So that's a shot to me. Welcome to the club.
I do it all on my computer with nice recording devices, and I don't usually do things on my phone. Thanks, Elon. Jeeps. When are we going to be able to do this on a computer, for goodness sake?
I know, it's interesting. Yeah, but at least it provides a consistent consistent experience for everybody. It also still has random bugs all the time, so be ready for that.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully I won't get rugged today. And speaking of getting rugged, I was going on about a little bit of history there. We got rugged. Our community got rugged, for goodness sake. It's been challenging. It's been over a year now. It was November of 2023. Can you believe it? But we're on our own now. We are now called Black Flag DAO. And this has come over a period of months and a lot of discussion. The folks that have been stewarding this thing have been the Transition Council, and they've been at it for about 9 months. But there wasn't a lot of activity. It was challenging at the end of November 2023, and things were getting a little weird, like they often do in crypto with our roller coaster cycles. And I'm just talking for myself now. You know, this is Drost, the host of Making Bank Pod. I do it independently on behalf of the DAO and the friends I've made here. But it hurt. And I think a lot of people just fell away, that I will give a hand clap to the Transition Council for stewarding this thing and not being paid.
I'm going to just for fun say something controversial, which is I don't have any hard feelings about the Bankless guys and the Bankless situation. I think it's fair to say we got rugged, and a lot of people do have hard feelings, and I respect that. But just to get it out there, I feel like they were doing what they had to do. We did what we had to do, parting ways. And I don't know. To me, it feels like fine terms. I know others have different views, but.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, Adam. I sometimes ramble on. Thank you for bringing me back on point. We had a discussion about that in episode 52 of Making Bank with Rowan and ZFi, and we talked about that. I spent the first few minutes talking and giving the history, and my take on it was the same thing. It's they have a business to run, and I'm sure their legal counsel told them, hey, you got to address this one way or another. And that brings us to us addressing our own lack of a legal structure, which it's been one of the elephants in the room for a long time now, frankly. There are risks with not having a legal structure.
and with having a branding in order and those kinds of things. And we see it play out all over the place. And I think this is, but we keep reminding ourselves and each other that this is an experimental space. And it's painful when you devote time, energy, and oftentimes capital to these things, but it is experimental. And I think we sometimes forget that. We get caught up in the FOMO and wanting to ape into the latest thing that's going to make us rich. Let's just cut to the chase. People talk about all these other things, but it always ends up being that, right? They always flock to the thing that's going to make them money. The world runs on money, so you have to make some. And the more you have, the more obviously we see how it controls everything. And so that's not lost on us, but that's what everyone's doing. And we can do that and also build and create community. And so how can we do that in a way that supports the people that are here, allows us to do the things we want to do, maybe gives us an opportunity, if nothing else, it gives us an opportunity to network with other like-minded individuals. For me, that's been one of the card commercials that's priceless, those connections we make. So should we get into maybe talking about the new membership structure and what people need to do between now and March 2nd if they want to join the new membership for 1/5 the cost it will be afterward? Do we want to talk about that? Are you ready to do that, Ms. Katrina?
GM. Yeah, I am.
All right. Awesome.
Good morning.
How are you this lovely morning? And we finally are doing something that's morning for you, not in the middle of the night or...
That's been good. Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I don't think I'd be even close to being articulate if you did it at 3 a.m. That's why I try not to speak at community call. But here we are. And you gave a bit of a history. I just wanted to reiterate that the new Black Flag DAO community is all about community, and that is what the Transition Council has been working towards for 8 or 9 months now, following a period of discussion for several months between November 2023, when that happened with the Bankless HQ, and then when we set up the Transition Council. I can't even remember when it was, probably, mid-year in 2024. We consistently heard how much people valued the community that had been built through Bankless DAO. And like it or not, we owe them that. And we appreciate that. And those bonds that we formed as a community were formed through consistent weekly meetings and activities and projects. And we learned to trust each other through that contact. We learned about each other and we built the bonds that last today and that we're trying to preserve to take into Black Flag DAO. And so we don't know exactly what the future brings for the Black Flag DAO, but we do know that everybody said they wanted to stay together, stick together in this environment where things can be so chaotic, and have a safe place, a home to come back to. And so that's why the push right now is for people who still held bank as at 31st of December last year, 2024, to come back to the community and say, yeah, I'm here to stay for the next iteration of the DAO. That opportunity, as you said, to save on the staking mechanism, and we can go through those details, is only open for 10 more days. So if people are hanging in there thinking, oh, do I want to be part of Black Flag DAO? Now is the time to make that decision to say yes. You can always withdraw and leave, but to save the money now is the time. Until March 2nd is the deadline for that staking. So let me maybe just go through that, unless you want to make a comment before I move forward. But I just want to reiterate that right now the opportunity is for people who have been associated with Bankless DAO, who appreciate the community and want to be part of it going forward. This is the time to make that decision to hop back in.
100%.
Would it be helpful? Can I just play that back to you a bit and you can tell me if I missed anything or if there's anything you want to add?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, should figure it'd be useful for folks listening, if I try to summarize, obviously we're transitioning from bankless DAO to the new DAO, Black Flag DAO. And if people want to stay involved, first of all, anyone's going to have a chance to join at some point. We're still working on the procedures. It's going to be community driven and a couple ways people can join. But for now, it's anyone who's already a member of Bankless DAO and meets the right criteria, which we can help them figure out, they can join and stay part of the DAO. So join Black Flag DAO at a discounted rate. It's a stake. It's not a payment anyways. But we want to get everyone who's part of the DAO to say, yes, I want to still be part of the DAO. Do the discounted stake. And now if they do that on time by March 2nd, they're automatically one of the kind of roles in the new DAO. They don't have to go through the same process that everyone else might have to go to when they want to join the DAO in the future. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yes. Thank you for summarizing it.
Awesome. Thank you.
So if we go back then just a step to what exactly those criteria are that we've come up with, the Transition Council's been meeting weekly for this sort of 8-9 month period. And that seems like a lot, but with six of us to discuss all of the different pieces and the way that they might fit together, it has taken this long for us to settle on a membership structure. And so what we announced at the community call at the end of January was this new structure that's based around a split mechanism for joining. Now, I'm talking now about brand new joiners. And at the end, I'll reiterate the transition arrangements that we've made for people who are part of the DAO already. But this is for brand new joiners. We have a social layer of consensus as well as the financial stake. And we feel that actually is a way to ensure that the community members that join us, we have an opportunity to get to know them in a similar way to how well we know each other now, but also then that they've put a little bit of skin in the game and that they can always withdraw and that we can move forward knowing that everybody's aligned with the changes that we've made. So what we've introduced is, in the spirit of the new name, Black Flag DAO, we have three different levels because we will have the opportunity for people just to come into the Discord and get to know us without having to stake anything. So that level is called Flag Curious. They will be welcome in the Discord to read the channels and participate in the weekly community call. They'll be able to post just in one of the channels to get to know people, but they won't be able to vote on anything in our community. So we're calling them Flag Curious. And to do that, all they need to do is just join the Discord and first complete the Bankless Academy Wallet Basics course that is out there and is a good first start, just in case that person might be brand new to Web3. We at least know that they've had some kind of exposure to some of the concepts that we're talking about in the Discord. The next level is Flag Raiser, and this is where the financial stake and social consensus will come in. So someone who is flag curious could decide that they do want to join the community as a flag raiser. And in that case, they'll be asked to do a 500 USDC deposit into a Black Flag DAO pool, which is a pool on pool together. They'll also be asked to do the Bankless Academy Web3 security course and hold that NFT. And then there'll be approval needed by three flag bearers, which is the other level I'm about to talk about, and actually a snapshot vote following that. So first of all, the person would need to have got to know and get the endorsement or approval of three flag bearers that they are invited to join the community. And then there's a snapshot vote by the rest of the flag bearers, and that needs to actually pass with a 70% approval and meet a quorum of 10% flag bearers for them to be able to actually join the community. Once they do that, they'll have full Discord access to read and write. They can propose community action proposal, which is what we've called the proposal framework, and they'll be able to vote on community action proposals up to the value of $5,000 US. Somebody who's been a flag raiser for 6 months at least, can then decide that they might like to be a flag bearer. And if so, they can then seek the approval of 6 flag bearers. So you can see this really strong social consensus that we've built in. And that is, I think, a direct response to some of the things that happened in Bankless DAO, which we don't need to talk about in depth here, but we felt very strongly the Transition Council reflecting back the will of the community was that we wanted to be able to have social consensus on who's actually active in our community. So a flag raiser gets the approval of 6 flag bearers, goes through a snapshot vote similar to the one before that needs to pass and reach a 70% approval. And then once someone's a flag bearer, they can vote on all of the membership proposals, propose and vote on community action proposals, and also propose constitutional change. And they need to stay active in that role or they'll drop back to being a flag raiser. So that's, in a nutshell, the 3 different membership types that we've come up with. And we think that enables our community to have a structure that is open enough to take us forward, but also very much relies on the connections that we cherish as part of our history. And so just very briefly, because I know I've talked in the monologue for a while, going back then to the transition arrangements, until March 2nd, people who have already been level 1 members of Bankless DAO have a special transition arrangement. So they, instead of paying the 500 USDC stake into the pool, which, as I said, is you can withdraw anytime and leave, that it's just 100 USDC. And there's no social consensus needed. So there's no vote. Anyone who is a level 1 member currently can automatically transition into the flag raiser status as soon as they've done that stake. And then if someone was a level 2 member of Bankless DAO, which was something that we did actually as a social vote or social nomination and vote in the DAO, recognising people who were strong contributors. If someone who is a level 2 member and has also voted on a TL Bank snapshot, again, won't go into the detail of what that is, if you know, you know, then those people actually are eligible to go straight to the flag bearer membership type. And they, again, won't need any social consensus for that and can just go straight to that type of membership. All of this is just until March 2nd. Anyone who goes into the flag raiser membership as the level 1 members and who really would like to be a flag bearer is invited to self-nominate for flag bearer, and we'll have a special vote just to raise those people up, because there are people who maybe just don't meet that L2 TL Bank requirement that we recognise would be wonderful as flag bearers. And so we'll do a vote to try to elevate as many of those people as we can to flag bearers. That's the general structure. That's what we've come up with to, again, take the value and the legacy of Bankless DAO forward, but also have a structure that invites new membership.
Great. Thanks, Ms. Katrina. Yeah, the key thing here is that to get in with a $100 stake, you need to do it by March 2nd. And this has really been thought through for quite some time. This is not something that just came up overnight. Before we get into the staking mechanism, all of this was described in the Black Flag Bulletin 2 that was issued just a few days ago on February 15th. That's on Paragraph. And that quickly covers the couple of things that Ms. Katrina talked about there, the flag curious, flag raiser, and flag bearer, what those mean. And then it also has a link in that to the Black Flag DAO staking pool. And that staking pool is based on, y'all are probably familiar with it, is Pool Together. And Pool Together has gone through some evolution over the last couple of years. And it's through a front-end interface now called Cabana. And so we have our own pool there, to where that is where you'll be staking. And so it's on Base. It is in USDC. And so you'll be staking through that. All that information is in that post.
Yeah. And the idea of the staking is that people can put a financial stake forward, which will benefit the DAO by being in that pool, normally with a pool together pool, the yield that's earned on the deposits is distributors' prizes. That's how Pool Together started, and that's still operating that way in many cases. But what we've done here instead, we've taken a leaf out of community member Lynx's book, who did this first, and actually created a pool where the yield will just flow to the one organization, which is the DAO, instead of actually being distributed as prizes. So people staking in the pool are helping earn yield for the DAO, but their stake is protected and able to be withdrawn at any time if they choose to leave the DAO going forward.
Which is cool, right? People, you're not locked in. So now is the time to go ahead and stake that 100 instead of having to stake 500 in a couple of weeks. If you're on the fence about it,
for me, it's a no-brainer. Exactly.
It's pulled together. It's tried and true. This is not some new thing that we're trying. It's relatively new, but everything went through is relatively new. But no, it's pulled together. Most folks here are pretty familiar with pulled together. And yeah, being able to pull it out is fantastic. And not that we want you to or expect you to, but the fact that it is exactly what we want it to be is permissionless and you are in control.
I want to reiterate, I can see some names on the space right now don't recognize. So that 100 opportunity till March 2nd is for people who already hold the L1 membership of Bankless DAO, which is our previous iteration. So I don't want people to think that they can just go and stake the 100 and join now without that history. What I described before with the 500 and the social consensus is what applies for anybody
who's brand new to our community. Thank you. And I mean, even though I've been listening to a lot of these conversations, and I've made notes and I've got a Notion page here with Q&A, I still get a little confused on things too. So I think it's really good that we're doing this. Yeah, the $100 USDC stake is for current L1 members only. And then can join as flag raiser. And then current L2 members that have voted in the TL Bank snapshot can join as flag bearer with that same stake. And for those that may not be familiar with TL Bank, it's a time lock bank that was issued. Gosh, it was over, I interviewed iSchool on, I forget which episode it was. It was in the fall of 2023. It was a way of demonstrating commitment to the DAO by locking up either 40 or 80,000 bank for a defined period of time, either 6 months or a year. So using TL Bank as a way to better steward banks in the short term is one of the ways that we did that. And so this is the iteration of that new structure. So that it moves beyond the transition council making these decisions. It has been the TL Bank vote, but has been expressing their sentiment through snapshot on the things that the transition council has been proposing.
Transition council authority, we felt that should go to the bank snapshot. So the authority that the transition council was given by the community was through a bank snapshot.
Yeah, that's
I was going to touch on the same point just to even say everything we've done over the last year and a half, we've been true to the constitution and bank holders. And so everything about this change has gone through the required process and, to Ms. Katrina's point, bank votes.
Right, which is what makes it harder and take longer.
Exactly.
Because we're trying to do it right. We're trying to adhere to our governing documents. If we don't do that, what's the point doing that?
Yeah, and as I said earlier, most of all, we just want to give this community that was forged through bull and bear, we want to give them a chance to come back together, recognize the history that we have, and make it as easy as possible for people who've been part of this story to come and be part of it going forward.
Well said. And there's a lot of our projects that are still operating, and they may be operating under different names. Bankless Academy, for one, has retained the name. They have an arrangement with Bankless, the podcast. But they were born out of our organization. Didi, Ornella,
Touchanome. I'd worked on the project back before it was Mankiewicz Academy, developing courses on the basics of Web3, whether it's wallet security, Web3 general security, learning about different platforms. And so that's still operating. In fact, we've, as you had mentioned earlier, we have incorporated that into the new onboarding structure for the membership. Now, for prior members, we're not requiring the L1s to this period. We're not requiring you to go through the Bankless Academy security course, although we recommend it. But for new members coming in after that, that is part of the requirement. So you'll have to stake, and you will also have to take a security course. But it is one of those things that's very important. We don't want people to get rugged individually or collectively. And that's one of the ways that we're using our own tools. We're supporting our own friends and fam here that we've been building around for the last couple of years. And so that's, I think that's an important point.
You mentioned Bankless Academy. And as you said, we've built that into kind of supporting them into the new structure because we do think that the courses are worth doing. But there's also, you know, I have to recognize that we have Nathion Black Flag.
That's my sound Black Flag is here today.
And had come out and come along with us from being Nathion Bankless. And so we very much appreciate and recognize that the international component of Bankless DAO, you know, very welcome. And we're glad that you're moving forward with us into this new chapter. And then, you know, I think we were also going to talk about ChippyCon, which is happening at East Denver in 10 days or so. And then B-Card as well is another project that active still out of Bankless DAO. So I think if we're going to recognize all of those, we should do them equally.
Yeah, I was just looking at the time here. And anyway, yes. We want to make
sure
well,
we talk I've done about... them now, so that's cool.
Thank you, Chirka. Yes, so a couple of other things we want to talk about. Now, B-Card, that, again, another project that came out of the DAO. And this is a project that returns funds to the community. We're basically returning bank fees to people in the community.
It's a debit card. It's like
a debit card.
Yeah, super cool.
It's a debit card that you load via ACH, and then anytime you spend on it, you earn tokens in the community of your choice. And so far, we have signed up like 10 communities. Glow Dollar, let's see, I'm not going to catch them all. Pool Together, in fact, is one of the orgs we're working with. Open Medicine Foundation, Origin DAO, Nouns DAO, Hire. Yeah, so there's a number of orgs that we're working with. And so you can spend on the card, you can switch communities every time you use the card if you want, or switch every month, whatever you like. Normally with a debit card or credit card, fees go to a bank. And what we're doing here is we're returning, instead of those fees all going to a bank, half of that comes back to the community that you've selected to earn tokens in. And so if you happen to have a B card, you can sign up today if you don't have it yet. Or if you already do have one, make sure you've done a card load. And if you happen to be at East Denver and go to ChippyCon, which I'm going to talk about in just a second, you will get a custom Perchy NFT that is specific to that event and to the fact that you bought some drinks or snacks or whatever. So it's an experiment. It's a fun experiment. It's a way for you to use your card at a fun event and maybe buy your friends a drink. I didn't mention the date of ChippyCon. ChippyCon is next Wednesday, February 26th, local time in Denver from 6 p.m. to midnight. I know there's a ton of other events that day. It's opening night and so on. Hey, super low key. It's not too far from the ballpark there on Larimer. Come one, come all. You don't have to have an RSVP to attend. There will be a raffle with prizes. One of the prizes is a Ledger Nano. We'll have all kinds of fun stuff. Perch will be there doing book signings. Man, it's going to be a fun time. And so definitely come for that. If you have a B card, spend some money there. You get an extra NFT. We'll have a PoApp for everybody that attends. There are different artwork for that. And it's just going to be a ton of fun. I'm going to be emptying that. So we'll see how that goes. Because they've only got Bluetooth speakers there. So we'll see how that works out. But anyway, what is the event you wanted to talk about?
I wasn't going to say a specific event. I was just going to mention, because you guys are talking about all the cool projects, the Black Flag Initiative, unless I missed it, just to briefly mention that we have pulled together some funds of the DAO and other funds to generate yield to retro funds, crypto values aligned events all over the world. So just another cool thing that's going on in case people were curious about the stuff going on. It very well could help one. There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
So talk about synergy, man. I hate to use that word, but look at this. Come on. Who says that we haven't been doing anything? BDAO, Bankless DAO is now Black Flag DAO. Did we disappear? No. Bankless Academy is still operating. They've got new courses. They've done courses with Optimism, and I think they've done our Arbitrum. They've done all kinds of cool stuff. They've done some stuff on security. We've got ChippyCon coming up. We've got Perchy doing graphics all the time, doing comics. If you're not in the Chippy server, you should be. He does really timely comics on what's going on in the world. Always entertaining, sometimes sad, but super fun. And Perchy's going to be there, and he doesn't really like the limelight, which makes it even more fun.
I'm thinking we might even be able to talk B-Card team into including, I know you mentioned buying drinks and snacks with B-Card. Maybe if people purchase the Chippy, what is Chippy book on Amazon.
Put it on your B-Card.
Sneak that into the criteria for getting the special NFT, because the book is really cute. I worked on it with John and Perchy, and it's a beautiful children's book, but also for any fans of Chippy, it's just a really free Chippy book.
It is so cute. I can tell you, I went to visit some family a couple weeks ago, and I was playing with my 7-year-old nephew and 5-year-old niece. And I was inspired actually by John Aaron of Eli 5. And John, I don't know where he finds time to do this stuff. He's a new dad. He's got a full-time job. He's doing governance, Eli 5. Anyway, a lot of stuff. Anyway, he did this little stop-motion animation, Chippy characters. And I'm like, okay, that's super fun. Makes me giggle. It's so hard to get a laugh these days with what's going on in the world. Chippy makes me smile. And anyway, so I went and bought some clay. I bought the same kind of clay he was using, and I went and bought some. And it's the special clay. It's not Play-Doh. It's this clay that never hardens. And you can use it for stop motion. Anyway, I've been taking some of Perchy's comics, and I've been creating some of the characters out of them with this clay. And so I was doing this with my 7-year-old nephew, and he came up with some new Chippy characters. I'm going to just Perchy. But I tell you, it is just so much fun. As adults, we love it. Kids love it. But anyway, I digress. But yes, that is February 26th, ChippyCon, 6 p.m. to midnight, the opening night of ETH Denver. It's on the schedule of side events, but you don't have to do a Lomo event or anything. You just come to the bar and say hi. And I think we'll have extra books for sale, stuff like that, and the raffle. And if you aren't able to attend, you can still buy a raffle ticket. Johnny's got that going on. It's just fun stuff. I love it.
So, you know, I wasn't around when Perchy made all the original Chippies, so I don't have one in my name. I thought about buying one of the other ones, but they're actually very expensive on OpenSea and not my own name. I ended up getting a Chippy comic just for fun, just so at least I have something. But yeah, looking forward to that event. That should be really fun.
I heard a rumor, and in fact, I think I may have seen it in the Chippy server, Discord server, that he's working on a new series.
Oh. There was a very cryptic Twitter post. Watch this space. There could well be. I don't know any insider details. Well, if you want a Chippy to dress up as, you can dress up as my cat and his Chippy if you like.
For the costume, I will likely have my dog Goldie with me, so maybe I will dress her up in some way.
She needs her own Chippy.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe there's a dog one. That would be a good one for me to try to get.
Yeah, I didn't buy enough early on. I know there's holders that have 10 or more. Did you want to talk at all about the fact that we've decided to go with MyDAO and register in the Marshall Islands?
Oh, sure. Yeah, me or True? Who, you want me to talk about it?
Why don't I just quickly give you a segue? Very much part of what we want to do for the community is create that legal entity. The conversation happened throughout the sort of 3 years or so of Bankless DAO that do we need a legal entity? We probably do need a legal entity. We should probably have a legal entity. What legal entity should we have? And we went around on that quite substantially in circles and then decided that this is one of the things the Transition Council has discussed and again taken community feedback on. And the overwhelming majority see a legal entity for our community as a good next step. And the Thrill have been patiently offering and waiting and informing us over time. And we've finally actually decided to listen and take the opportunity that's being offered of forming a Marshall Islands DAO LLC. So with that, thank you for your patience, Phil, because I know that you have been talking about my DAO for a while in the Bankless community, Bankless DAO community and Black Flag DAO community. And we appreciate that. And we're actually going to move forward with it now.
Awesome. Yeah. If anyone listening doesn't know, I'm a founder of MyDAO, which stands for Marshall Islands DAO. And we helped create the legal framework in the Marshall Islands made for DAOs and Web3. In particular, it's the legal entities, which are DAO LLCs, nonprofit or for-profit. And I do not want this to turn into or sound like a sales pitch. And relatedly, I was always careful in the DAO not to push it the way I would if I were selling, or I guess even if it was just like my own DAO.
Yeah, and I wasn't implying that you were.
Oh, I know, yeah.
That came across that way.
No, thank you. No, I just feel like it's important to just say up front, I've always wanted the DAO to decide together, but I did offer to do it for $0 registration fee, which is about $10,000 off what it usually costs. So I'm proud of being able to do that. And we have 250 projects almost that are based in the Marshall Islands now with the DAO LLCs, probably about 250 nonprofit, 100 for-profit. And now Black Flag DAO is going to go become the next one. And as far as legal entities, if people have no idea, it's especially important for liability and tax protections to have some kind of legal structure. And then also allows you to do things like sign contracts, enter into agreements, open a bank account if we wanted to, although that would be ironic. Yeah, anyways. So if anyone ever wants to talk about legal entities, we're going to be talking a lot about it. I'm sure coming up, we're going to have work groups. We're going to be hammering out an operating agreement. We're going to be linking it to the new constitution. We're going to be doing lots of fun stuff with that. And I'm excited to be able to help out with it.
I'm pretty excited about it, too. I mean, it's been a long time coming, and I was actually surprised that you never really said that. I didn't even know you were a member of the DAO for a long time.
A couple of years.
Met at ETH Denver a couple of years ago. Or permissionless, one of the two. But yeah, having a legal entity and then the fact that that's outside the US, I think, is probably helpful. You did a really good overview, and we did capture it. Audio, and I have a transcription available that we could post later. Of you describing why the Marshall Islands is even doing this and how it's beneficial and the way the government has structured it. So we don't really have time to get into all of that detail today, but you went into great detail comparing it to what Wyoming is doing versus what Colorado is doing. I know Eli Five is using a Colorado cooperative structure. There's many different ways of doing this. Like B-Card has a Panama Foundation, but it really makes sense when you really laid out the reasons why the Marshall Islands is interested in doing this. They're basically at sea level and they need to shore up their island. And this is a way to generate income to do that. Not an elevator pitch, but just the very TLDR on that.
Adam's a really good speaker, presenter. I love the way that you take people through things really logically. And you have some great examples to help people understand some of the legal concepts and things that you're talking about. And it's been a pleasure to hear some of your presentations recently and learn more about all of this. And I mean, I've thanked you in the channel, but I haven't had the chance to say that. So I really wanted to say that because you're really great presenter. And it's a pleasure to listen to your rundowns of how all of this works. And so I think we're in a really strong place to go forward with, you know, this is the right thing for our community. We, as I said, have talked at length about forming a legal entity, just with those protections that you talked about, even though we're not really going to ever try to be a for-profit enterprise. We do want to be a community that has a structure and can dabble in various things as our purpose statement goes. We want to explore and thrive in Web3. And so structure will enable us to do that safely in what can be a fairly confusing regulatory environment. So yeah, thank you again. And I think it's a really good decision for us to move forward on.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're welcome. The DAO's welcome. Hopefully it's very mutually beneficial.
relationship in that regard. It's funny, I remembered, Joris, what you said earlier I was going to comment on, which is that you hadn't seen me around for a while in the Dow, because I was there near, not at the beginning, but then near the beginning. And I always was like, I think I was a great level one member. Like, or I would pay attention, at least on and off. I was interested in everything. Everywhere I went, I said, I'm a Bankless Dow member, proud of that, put it on my resume, occasionally weigh in on something. Never did a project, never was part of a guild. I mean, briefly the legal guild on and off. And then last Thanksgiving, or two Thanksgivings ago, to tie it back to this whole story, when the tweet storm started happening and all the drama with HQ, it just lit a fire somewhere in me where I was like, holy shit, the community is at risk. I need to do something to try to help. And ever since then, it's been really fun being an active member of the DAO and the transition. And it's just so awesome. And now to even get to contribute something like this. So yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it's super cool. And I would just plus on to it, as Katrina said, I really appreciate your point of view and your ability as a public speaker. You have your own podcast called Just DAO It, which is like walking a tightrope, man. You do it live. You don't edit anything. You cover news stories, and whoever your guest is, you talk about those, and then you get into the subject at hand. But I think you do a really great job on it. You've been pretty consistent with it, and you've been very interviewed a number of folks from this organization.
True.
And the projects related to it. And so, yeah, you're definitely a valued member of the community, and you're out there doing the same things that we talk about, building up individuals.
Vibing and thriving,
trying to do this self-sovereign, decentralized thing that we're trying to figure out, and understanding the context of what's going on in the world. I think you do a really good job of that on your show, Just DAO It.
Yeah. By the way, today, live streamed this morning, an episode with Punkar. I assume all of you, but if you weren't there at the beginning. But yeah, and he was telling me actually today, and the episode will come out on the podcast feed like today or tomorrow, but he was telling me about how he started in Bankless DAO. It was his first. I mean, so many people have this story, right? It's incredible. Started in Bankless DAO. That was his first like exposure once he decided his life was going to be devoted to DAOs. Same thing for me. And then everything went from there. And now he recently published a book called How to DAO, teaching online classes called How to DAO, doing How to DAO events all over the world. And he said it all started in a Bankless DAO discussion,
right,
in Discord or whatever, talking about how do we teach people and get people to do DAOs.
And co-authored with our good friend Kevin Iwaki with the Green Fund Network and Gitcoin and all of that. Yeah, it is fascinating when you look back at that. I've had a similar experience.
I do have to go, Joris, but I just want to thank you for hosting this space. Good opportunity to talk about all of the changes that we've gone through as a community. And can I just reiterate one more time that the people who do listen to the recording, now is the time. Didier, I know you've already done your stake. Thank you very much. Adam, you have as well. Coffee, obviously, have. And Joris, you have too. So thank you. And if there are others listening who are just thinking, I don't know what I'm getting into, you're getting back into the community that you were in before. We're not going to ask you to get to work straight away. It's really just about reforming the community at this point, and then we go forward together.
And you can always pull your stake out if you feel you're not vibing and thriving.
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Katrina. I know you have a big day ahead of you. It's a work from home day, and you've done so much putting these things together, and it's really appreciated for everything from the logo to the presentation on the new structure to stewarding things to posting and creating all those documents. Man, you and I have worked together on things over the last few years, and I'm so glad you're still here. And thank you so much for your work on the Transition Council.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Have a good day. And we are at the top of the hour. We've been chatting. Adam Miller is here. Adam's with MyDAO. He has been helping us with that side of things. And we talked about the fact that we're going to be taking on that governance structure, or that legal entity, legal entity structure. That's a probably better way to say that. Coffee Crusher is also listening in the audience. She's probably high atop a mountain now. We don't know if she has audio capability or not, but thank you for listening in. Coffee Crusher is also on the Transition Council, and she's also a member of the B-Card team. I work with B Card. I'm not a core team member, but I am a contributor to the project. And I have a B Card and I load it with funds and I spend on it. That's another thing to keep in mind. If you're coming to Denver and you happen to be going to ChippyCon on next Wednesday, February 26th at Whiskey Bar from 6 p.m. to midnight and you have your B Card, you will get a special an NFT of sorts, I guess. We're sending it to the, it's on base. We're going to send it directly to your embedded wallet. You don't have to do anything. Just buy a drink at the bar or a snack or something, or buy your friend a drink. And that'll go directly into your wallet. Join us, have some fun. And it's open to everybody. So that's what's happening there. And I'm sorry, DDA, you can't go this year. I know you do a lot of events. And this one just isn't going to, you're just not going to make it this time around. We'll be thinking of you. And Adam, I know I'll see you. All right. I don't see anybody raising their hand. This recording will be available. We've already got a Q&A going. People have been asking questions in the Discord. Feel free to ask questions here and we'll try and get them all answered. And if we can't answer, we'll figure out where we're missing something because it's all an experiment. And that's why we came here in the first place. All right. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it. Appreciate you, Adam. Thanks for giving the background on a little bit on my DAO there. And like I said, we have that information, that whole conversation that's been fully transcribed and is available in the Black Flag DAO Discord server. All right. Cheers, everybody. Have a great day. Bye, all.
Bye.